This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you may bring up anything you want to discuss. Just dial in toll-free to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username if you want to join us there and sound better than people on the phones. You can upgrade instantly to your audio quality by calling us on Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you here on this live Sunday edition of the program. And we're going to jump into the story, Mark, that you'd wanted to discuss last night, but we just never really were able to get to it in any kind of meaningful way.
I don't know that it's really a story. I mean, I've got commentary on some stories.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was something about the military losing trillions of dollars.
There's that. That's part of it.
That seems like big news.
Well, I think that, for me, this has to kind of come in context. So you remember this week, this gal, Gabby Douglas, do you know who that is?
Oh, the person who did not put her hand over her heart at the Olympics, is that right?
Right. Well,
during the national anthem, was it?
Right. There's five gals who are standing up there. They've got their hands over their heart for the national anthem as it's being played. They've got gold medals around their neck that they have competed for and won, ostensibly, at least as far as most people seem to be concerned, for the United States, right? They've won, they've competed for the U.S.,
okay.
And they have brought home the gold.
So shouldn't they be the most nationalistic, patriotic, fervent people they possibly could be?
Well, I think that that's what some people say, hey, the taxpayers paid you to go there, you act like you're patriotic, you malcontented little fools, or whatever they're saying. But this one gal doesn't have her hand over heart during the national anthem. And, you know, like, people made that mean something. She's black or something similar to black. And I think many people, you know, kind of figured it was a Black Lives Matter thing, you know, that she's really secretly a Black Panther and wants to slit all of our throats. The people who paid to send her to Rio so that she could get a gold medal and get a chance to further her career as a gymnast, which is really high paying, I'm sure. And all she can do is stick a middle finger up at us. Well, she's not.
Did she do that?
No, she's smiling,
okay.
Standing there with her hands
now,
clasped in front of her.
Did someone talk to her about this? Did they ask her what her reasoning or rationale was?
She wasn't thinking about it. Mm-hmm. She probably, like me, wasn't taught to put your hand over your heart during
the
national anthem. I had to be shown the law. There's U.S. code, apparently, that says that the right thing to do is to place your hand over your heart.
Is it illegal to not do that?
It doesn't say that it's illegal,
okay.
But it is written in the code that you should.
I see.
So it is against the law to not put your hand over your heart.
Well, that's all the more reason for me to not do it then.
But
I mean, I don't do that crap, and I'm not going to.
But this lady didn't do what you did.
Yeah.
And nobody, you know. Like,
so she's not doing it out of any principle.
No, she didn't sit down. She didn't moon the camera. She didn't, stick her tongue out at, hey, Whitey! Right? She didn't do any of that.
She could have turned her back on it. She
these people are acting like she did all this stuff. She's a happy young lady who won the gold, and she had to be like basically forced to apologize national media. She says, I never meant disrespect. The Team U.S.
I would mean it.
Yeah. What's that?
I would mean it.
Yeah, you would. But
the hell with the United States.
You could never win anything at the Olympics.
We need to get out of the United States as quickly as possible.
S-talking isn't an event, so you'll never win.
Right.
Gabby, on the other hand, this is about her, not what Ian thinks.
Is that her name, Gabby?
Her name's Gabby,
okay.
Yep. There's some other gals. They had their hands on their chests at the time, so, you know, it was...
No
one cares about them. Right? The gal that's smiling and has her hands clasped in front of her.
Yeah.
She's a wicked Black Panther. She's a Black Lives Matter. Whatever. They're just making things up out of whole cloth.
Yeah.
Right? I see a young black lady without her hand on her heart during the national anthem. Who cares that she competed and won the gold medal for the United States? The United States now,
no one pays this attention to the Olympics anyway.
This week, the United States has become the gold medal winningest country in the history of the planet.
Huh.
Or more than 1,000 or something like that.
I always thought the U.S. was like, you know, on the ball with that, right? I mean, that's cumulative. You don't mean just this year.
Yeah.
Cumulative. Okay, good.
And, you know, this young lady was part of that. But none of that stuff matters.
No, it doesn't.
It's
just sports.
And as, you know, Democrats are ready to vote for Hillary Clinton after she lied, cheated, and stole her way in, and Republicans are trying to figure out what they're going to do with Trump. And I'm just listening to this, what I consider just to be shallow blathering all the time.
Where do you hear it? Is it on talk radio?
Talk radio
is it
news?
In, social media? Where are you seeing this?
This is cable news. Okay. This is from TMZ.
So the talking heads are all aghast at this young lady.
Well, it's not just the talking heads. It's people. People drive media. Media drives people. People drive media. Media drives people. It's this kind
the
of...
old chicken or the egg, though.
I don't know. I can't answer that. I tend to think it's people because the media is going to pay attention to what's trending on social media.
Yeah. Well, nationalism is a very entrenched concept. Yeah. I mean, people are so indoctrinated.
Well, I get that they're indoctrinated, but if you're going to be indoctrinated, don't be stupid, right? If you're going to be nationalistic.
That's kind of the whole point is you don't think. If you're indoctrinated into something, you have a reaction to whatever it is that you see based on your indoctrination. She doesn't have her hand over her heart. My God, she's an enemy of the state. And then that's how they treat you.
Well, I'm sure that that's the case.
No reason to actually stop and ask her what she was doing or how she feels.
Well, they did do it that finally, and then everybody's kind of trying to cover it up or whatever.
Okay.
Nonetheless, that's the setting for me reading this story.
Okay.
And this story is this is from Mint Press that's got it here, but it's a story that broke, nationwide. Pentagon cannot account for $6.5 trillion in taxpayer
money. Hold on. Trillion with a T?
$6.5 trillion. This is approximately... now, if you add to that the something $1.5 trillion or so that was spent on the F-35, you're basically at more than a third of the national debt. So the national debt, which was at about $5 trillion when Bush comes in, about $10 trillion when Obama comes in, it'll be about $20 trillion when the next president comes in, whoever that might be. One could extrapolate from these numbers that it'll then be at $40 trillion when the next president goes out after 8 years, if they get the whole 8 years, but that seems to be the pattern. $40 trillion.
Well, no amount is too much, Mark. This is the most important country in the world, and we should be able to spend as much money as we need to in order to maintain the dominance over the entire world that the United States has.
That's kind of what I hear from the, that's what I hear when people worry about this young lady having her hand on her chest during the national anthem, is I hear just utter blathering stupidity. Look, your country is going up in flames. You're ready to put a criminal or a madman in office. You're $20 trillion in debt. Forget the unfunded liabilities. I'm not even going to try to talk to you about the $100 trillion that's laying out there in unfunded liabilities, because if you're worried about some young lady not pledging allegiance while the country burns, deep. God, what utter, stupidity. I'm sorry.
Well, Milwaukee was literally on fire last night.
Why is that?
Apparently some riots over another police shooting.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if people have they're going to have their arguments about police shooting. Oh, well, we don't know whether the person was a criminal. Let's not jump to, conclusions, blah, 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 blah. Right? I've heard it so many times.
Mm-hmm.
Americans need to stop worrying about where the deck chairs are on the Titanic and realize this boat is sinking.
Mm.
I'm going to tell you one more time. It's $5 trillion when Bush came in, $10 trillion when Obama came in. It'll be $20 trillion when the next president, whoever it is in November, gets voted in and comes in January. And it's going to be, this is a prediction, we don't know, $40 trillion. If the pattern holds.
Well, they're not going to spend less.
They're not going to spend less. No. These politicians are arguing about whether they should cut 1% or 2% out of the budget. That's how dumb this is.
You mean cut 1% out of the proposed increase to the budget? Because they don't cut budgets.
They have cut budgets in the past.
No, they don't do that. No.
They
generally, if they cut the budget,
then they lied about how they do it.
Right, you'd have less debt, right? Like, they wouldn't have gone up in debt as quickly if they'd been cutting budgets in the past?
No, you can, if the budget is spending 10% more and you cut it by 1%.
That's what I said. They argue over cutting the amount they increase. So they're always increasing it every year. We're going to increase it 10%, then they'll argue to decrease that to 9%. That's what they do.
It's general.
855 450 free. It's free talk.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered, not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. time, and you're invited to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Mark is saying the walls are coming down. The United States is doomed to failure. Aren't you just being a little bit overzealous here, being maybe blowing things out of proportion a little bit? I mean, it's just a few trillion dollars that there are, the military's apparently lost, what, $6 trillion or something like that?
Yeah, this article certainly isn't just the military just lost $6.5 trillion yesterday.
Uh-huh. So I mean, like cumulative over a certain time frame?
Over a period of time. Certainly, there was some study that was done like 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. They're including those numbers. Let's not forget the $1.5 trillion spent on the F-35 plane. Mm-hmm. The F-5's, F-5's an old plane.
Okay.
It just seems like the same folks that are worried about you not loving America enough are the ones standing by and allowing it to burn.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username's lrn.fm. And maybe you're sick and tired of the United States and you want another option. Well, there is Liberland. Now, there's not really much there at this point. It is a swamp land between Croatia and Serbia, about 3 square miles. It's what's called no man's land, where the countries that border it actually have not claimed this plot of land. Which
just
is
Terra Nullius.
It's Terra Nullius?
Yeah.
What's that stand for?
Well,
null earth.
It's land that's basically not claimed by any country.
Yeah, and so now people are claiming it. A bunch of libertarian types went there and have claimed it. And they're trying to get national or international recognition. There has been such a recognition proposed by 7 Polish legislators. And the Chicago Journal of International Law has released a 35-page essay that makes the case for statehood for Liberland. So they are interested in keeping their name in the news, and they're determined in the hopes to actually get that recognition that they're looking for. Roger Veer's behind them. He's the owner of Bitcoin.com, and it's been said that the base of the economy of Liberland will be Bitcoin. Nearly 500,000 people have registered on their website, with more than 100,000 of them requesting citizenship. But 3 square miles isn't very big, so they're going to have to be real choosy about who they let into citizenship, which means that you've got to substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. So to learn more, you can go to liberland.org, L-I-B-E-R-L-A-N-D, liberland.org. As we continue here, so you're all fired up, Mark. You're saying the country is burning, that things are terrible out there. Look at all the trillions of dollars the U.S. federal government has either just lost or has spent into thin air. You're pointing out the debt is going to continue to increase, likely under whoever it is that gets elected.
If a family member was in this kind of behavior, let's bring this down to numbers that we can all understand. Let's say a family member had $50,000 in debt in the year 2000.
Not uncommon with kids out of college,
yeah,
for instance.
It happens. $50,000 is a lot, but it's manageable. You can do something about that.
Okay.
A person isn't, just screwed with that kind of money.
Right.
Then in 2008, that person, you checked in on them again, and they were $100,000 in debt.
That's a problem.
Like, you need to turn your life around.
Time for an intervention.
You need to get your mind right because you are messed up.
Yeah.
And then you just check in on them right now, and by the time that the next presidential election occurs, January of next year, they're going to be $200,000 in debt.
Whew, somebody's got a drug habit.
And at this point, they've got, little to nothing to show for it. It's not like they can
sell assets
to get back or anything like that. The United States, its only assets is its people. It taxes you for its debt.
So they can just raise taxes.
They can just raise taxes, except for the fact that they have $20 trillion in debt and the national GDP. They'd have to tax everybody for every penny they make for the next 5 years.
Well, what if they increase the Social Security withholding and increase the age of retirement?
That's like that's like moving the deck chair on the Titanic over to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of numbers completely inconsequential.
What about just printing the money? They could just print out the money to pay the debt off.
They could. And then whomever they owe the money to would just be out the money. So
right.
People with savings bonds, other countries.
Okay, there's no price that is too much to pay for the health of the country.
At that point, the U.S. government has no credit.
Aren't you willing to sacrifice for the good of the United States?
No. The United States government and every other government is a service organization. And until people get that right in their minds, that these are service organizations.
They're just trying to serve you. They want to serve you with freebies like Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security.
They want to spin themselves into insolvency and better their friends and themselves. The Congress made insider trading legal for themselves.
Mm. How about increased taxes on the rich? That'll solve it.
Yeah. Then what you'll do is drive the rich out. What is the United States going to do without rich people?
Good points.
There are lots of countries without rich people. You don't want to be in them. They suck. This is the point that I'm talking about.
There go your jobs.
What's that?
There go your jobs.
Right.
The rich people.
This is what I'm talking about is that people in the U.S., they're worried about, that gymnast didn't put her hand over her heart, but their nation is, it's just sinking because of debt. And frankly, I'm done. Just emotionally.
Oh.
Done with this. If you can't figure this stuff out, then why should I bother spending my precious time worrying? I'm not worried
about Americans or America
anymore.
Buy some Bitcoin, buy some gold and silver, try to protect yourself from what's coming. I mean, odds are...
Here's what you do. Send your kids off to die for this government that's going to be insolvent shortly. Make sure... That they get the pretty piece of cloth over their casket.
Well, the more soldiers die, the fewer they have to take care of in the Veterans Administration. That'll help save money.
As though they're taking care of them in the first place.
Right. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. By the way, I was mostly playing devil's advocate there. I don't actually believe the things that came out of my mouth. I'm totally on board with you on this. Mark, let's talk to David. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
I'm wondering how much Jews are getting paid by the Jerry Johnson campaign to run his ads.
You want to know how much we're getting paid to run his ads during the break?
Yes.
Well, why would, we don't tell people what they're getting, what other companies pay for ads.
What you could do is you could contact Mark and ask for rates for an advertisement that you might want to put on.
Paid by running his ads?
Yeah.
I'm not going to run that guy's ads for free, I can tell you that.
Well, that's all.
They're our biggest paying advertiser for this month. How's that? Oh, well.
Oh, then.
Nah.
Oh, that's
biggest single issue paying.
You're just getting money out of a politician. That's great.
It's really like the first time ever. That's true.
No, we had George Phillies.
Did we? Really? I don't remember that. That couldn't have been that big of a buy.
Well, anyway, I'm glad to hear that, and that's
great.
Well,
thanks, David. I appreciate that. But thanks for the call tonight. Yeah, if you ever want to know what a radio show charges for ads, just call up and act like you want to buy ads from them. They'll give you.
Yeah,
give you the rates.
I don't know why I wouldn't
But
tell.
Calling on the air is generally not going to, get you a detailed rate card. If you want to know what we charge, it's not that much. It's actually really affordable to advertise on Free Talk Live. You'd be surprised.
You get a national show basically for the cost of a local station.
Basically, yep.
Yeah. Now, if you are a local advertiser...
A cheap local station, too.
If you are a local advertiser, you should use your local station because
right.
they target for you. But if you're a national advertiser...
Or international, sure. Yeah, we can help you with that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to reach out and get some ad stuff, you can talk to Mark at mark@freetalklive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll free and share your thoughts about whatever is on your mind. Live Sunday edition continues with toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Jack's got some free press recently in the Seacoast newspaper, seacoastonline.com. There's an article, a detailed, really good article about Bitcoin use expanding on the seacoast of New Hampshire, which is being driven largely by the efforts of our former co-host and his boyfriend, Derek J. Freeman and Steven Zeiler, who have been just hitting the streets and pounding the pavement for Bitcoin, going every business they go to. They're asking them about Bitcoin,
yeah,
and they're getting conversions. They've gotten a yoga studio on board. They got one of the bigger restaurants in the Portsmouth area on board to take Bitcoin now, which is a huge success story. It was that restaurant story that caught the attention of the local newspaper. And right towards the end of the article, when asked which Bitcoin wallet Stephen recommended to the newspaper reporter, he recommended Jax. And that's what we recommend here. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live. You can get it at jax.io or your favorite app store, JAXX.io. It can hold Bitcoin as well as Ether. And coming soon, I hear they're going to be adding Dash and maybe other cryptocurrencies to the Jax wallet. So it's a multi-currency cryptocurrency wallet, and it's got Shapeshift built right in. So if you want to shift your currency from Bitcoin into Ether or vice versa, you can do that without even having to leave the Jax wallet. Super convenient, easy to use, and it's also easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds. So if you lose your phone, not the end of the world. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He is one of the founders of Ethereum. And Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Plus, it's cross-platform. So you can get it for your phone, you can get it for your laptop, your desktop computer, Linux, Mac, Windows, Chrome, Chrome and Firefox plugins, and then they've got Android, of course, and iOS. And I think they're working on a Windows Phone version. I think I saw that on Jax.io, but sorry, Windows Phone users, you guys are always the last to get stuff. But pretty much,
I can't imagine they're very high percentage of the population.
Yeah, pretty much everybody else, you can get Jax, J-A-X-X. .io, and I will check that just to make sure that I'm remembering it correctly. You can join us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Nope, no Windows Phone. But pretty much everybody else can get Jax. JAXX.io. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We can talk more about the inevitable failure, the economic failure of the United States here in moments. But first, Sarah is on the line in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that, did you know that California and Oregon is working on to make automatic voter registration possible at 18? So when you go into DMV to receive a driver's license, you are automatically registered to vote. So then Bernie Sanders used to talk about that on during his campaign speeches. And New Mexico, we're talking about that. We kind of want to push for that. So I
now, what's the benefit of that? I mean, it seems like an automatic voting registration would just result in lower voter turnout every year. I mean, already at municipal elections, you're lucky to see 10% of registered voters turn out. If all of a sudden you get 100% of the people that are registered to vote, then it's going to be like 2% turnout or something like that, 5% or whatever.
Right. Already most people don't show up for most elections.
Not even a national election. It's barely half of the registered voters will show up for a national election.
But Ian, I kind of like this. You know, generally, I'm the guy that's you consider me to be the guy that doesn't want people to be able to vote. And mostly, I think that people are unqualified to vote. I really do. But my argument has always been, look, if you want to vote, you have to have some level of proving who you are and proving that you're not going to be voting in three or four different elections at once. Mm-hmm. And this, for me, would do it. This satisfies my criteria. Also, when people 2% or 1% or 3% of the population shows up to vote for an election, it kind of makes the government look bad. It makes it look
That's true.
No one cares. And they don't.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I see what you're saying. I don't know. I guess I worried that it would be the first step on the road to mandatory voting.
They're automatically registered to vote, but it's still the same thing. It's a voluntary thing. This is not Australia where you get a $20 fee for not.
But is that what you would like to see happen? I mean, would you want to be mandatory voting? Would you like to see that be the next step?
No, you know what? I don't think that's necessary. You know what I would like? I would like a gift certificate. If you do vote, and it shows that you voted kind of correctly, not fill out all the bubbles. Like
voted correctly.
Or in other words, if there's three people, many people would fill out all three bubbles and screw up the ballot.
She means don't write void or whatever on the ballot or something.
There's many times I don't vote in an election. So, say a town level, there won't be a party associated with it. So I won't have any information on whether or not Bob Anderson or Susan Smith, who are running, are more or less qualified. I wouldn't vote for either of them because I don't know anything. I think that people who go in and vote for one are going to vote for, hey, I knew a kid named Anderson at her school,
yep.
Or Susan's a woman, and I think that people with two X chromosomes are somehow better. And, you know, they vote for stupid reasons. I don't want somebody to get a gift certificate simply because they've gone in and filled out the voter thing.
For Thanks, me. Sarah, for your call. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Tim. He's in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tim.
Hey, and thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Now, you guys, I don't know if you've ever mentioned this particular issue, but I know that you have Will Coley on the show quite often, and he talks about Muslims for Liberty and whatnot. But now, this is an issue that actually most people in the United States are probably not aware of. And the reason I'm saying that is because the labeling practices are not what they should be. There are a lot of animals that are...
Animals?
Food production. Yeah, food products. And, you know, if you buy, okay, let's say you buy whatever you want to buy, chicken, fish, whatever it happens to be, and they say it's kosher. Okay, they tell you that it's kosher. It's actually labeled as such. There are a lot of slaughterhouses in the United States of America today. Okay, I know you hate the U.S. Anyway,
I don't hate America. I just don't like the U.S. government. Go ahead.
Right. Well, I understand that. I mean,
I feel more comfortable. I've got to say, look, in all honesty, I feel more comfortable if somebody says, you know, this is U.S. processed meat than if they said it was, say, Mexican or Peruvian or whatever. I'm honest enough to say that I'm that ethnocentric in that, I guess I'm comfortable when my, to sort of get some idea of what country the food's produced in. Yeah, that matters to me.
Right. It isn't the country of production though that's the issue. It's the way the animals are slaughtered. There's a difference between, I'm not exactly sure what the difference is between kosher and, I know that they bless the animal and they cut its throat, but I think they stun them first. And halal, they don't stun the animal before they actually cut its throat. And this is the funny thing. Now, Muslims say the Islamic faith, so to speak. I mean, they say, we believe in being not being cruel to animals or humans. But at the same time, they just cut the animal's throat and let it basically slurp on its strangle on its own blood. But that's what I'm saying. That's being done to a great extent here in our country. Most people aren't realizing that halal processing is happening. If you're purchasing.
But wait, are you saying, just to clarify, are you saying that halal processing is being labeled as kosher, which is dishonest?
It's not being labeled at all. It's not being labeled as anything other than being processed at all. If you buy a piece of meat in whatever store it happens to be.
So then if this matters to you, then you should buy meat that is labeled as kosher, right? That way you know.
Right, but what I'm saying is that you can buy kosher, and you know most likely that it is actually labeled as such.
Right. So I don't see the problem. Is the problem that you wish more people, more companies were putting details about how they slaughter their animals on their package? Hang on, Tim. We'll bring you back here, and you can explain. You know, if you already know that you can buy kosher and that solves your issue, what exactly is the problem here? It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts on slaughtering.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut. to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733 with you in studio. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And an interesting topic come up here from Tim in Wyoming. We're going to get right back to his call. It's about halal meat processing versus kosher meat processing, or just labeling in general in the United States. We'll talk about that further with him. And you're invited to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing here on the show, talking about the ideas of liberty and peace on a nightly basis, 7 nights a week, then please get behind the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. For $5 a month, you get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group. Great way to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and hosts. Very, very cool. I really like that AMP Facebook group. It's one of the only things about Facebook that I really enjoy all the time. So check that out at amp.freetalklive.com. We'll take any major credit card through PayPal and or Visa or MasterCard right there on the website. And I can say this, we're getting closer to re-rolling out Bitcoin acceptance for the AMP program.
That's great. I finally hear this.
Yeah, well, it's close. There's been some testing going on this weekend. So how close we are, I don't know. But we're in a testing phase.
We're testing.
So that's closer than we were. So we'll keep you in the loop about that. For those of you who've been sort of waiting in the wings, wanting to donate anonymously via Bitcoin, we'll be able to do that again. And we won't be using the behemoth known as Coinbase in order to do it. So it should be a more insulated, safe method of contribution that can't be shut down externally from us. That's the plan, at least. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can help us out there and get the perks. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. We go back to Tim in Wyoming. You were talking about labeling, Tim. You were comparing your understanding of halal meat processing versus kosher meat processing, halal being the kind of the Islamic certified, the kosher being right. The Jewish certified, and you were concerned about lack of labeling, lack of information in the United States, and I wanted you to better kind of explain where you're coming from.
Well, actually, the lack of labeling or lack of information regarding halal, I mean, if you support halal processing, and a lot of people in the United States are not going to want to support halal processing, but without knowing it, they might possibly be doing it. Actually, they are doing it for sure, because there's a lot of meat that's processed in our country that is not being labeled as such as being produced halal. If it says kosher on it, if it says nothing on it, if it says kosher on it, you know, most likely with a great degree of certainty, you can say it is actually kosher. But at the same time, you can buy something that is not labeled at all, other than USDA inspected, possibly. And that has been...
How are you going to buy something that hasn't had a plant, that wasn't made in a plant that's USDA inspected? I mean, you'd have to be going through some pretty backwoods channels in order to do that.
Yeah, you can't sell meat that's not USDA.
And you can buy meat.
No, yes, necessarily. Look, I make meat. I'm telling you that they don't sell, you cannot sell meat in the United States that is not USDA certified. You can sell a portion of a pig or a cow or whatever. So, for instance, people I sell pigs, my pigs, to different people, and then when...
But you don't need a USDA certification?
No, not if it's their pig and I'm helping them process it.
So you, like, sell them a whole pig or a part of the pig?
You could do part of a pig. I don't think I've ever done that.
Okay.
I did have some people go in together on a pig, but I didn't really facilitate that much.
So then that's different than taking pigs or whatever, slaughtering them, preparing that meat, and then selling it at a farmer's market. That's a totally different situation. The farmer's market would need to be USDA inspected.
I guess.
I was about to say that, yeah. The farmer's market, actually, I mean, or flea market or swap meet sale. I'm not thinking about being at a swap meet.
Yeah, it seems unlikely to me that if you're going to a farmer's market and you're buying meat from somebody who's not a Muslim, that it's going to be halal, though.
Look, one of the things that I think is worth pointing out here, Tim, is that I don't rely on the USDA to keep me safe. I mean, look, if you talk to people, they'll tell you the USDA inspection's a joke anyway, from what I understand. It's, you know, some guy standing in a factory, looking at things, and that's really all that happens.
Right. I wasn't actually trying to buoy their inspection process, trying to say...
Well, no, what I wanted to point out, though, was that even if we... Because a lot of people will sort of fall back on, but it's USDA inspected. Well, that doesn't really make me feel good, because that's the government. I'd like to finish what I was going to say here about this, and that is that in the absence of the USDA, we would still have standards for meat processing, not just religious standards, but industry standards that you would find out about, and they are likely already have. I'm guessing there are probably meat processing plants that have higher standards than the USDA requires them to.
There's a humanely raised certification.
Right, so that's one example of that. So we don't need the government to certify things, but regardless, I don't think you're correct. I don't think you can walk into any grocery store in the United States, unless it's some sort of backwoods store that you've never, you don't even know anything about who's operating it, and find meat that is not USDA certified whatever.
I didn't actually say that, Ian, but what I said was, if you find meat that is not labeled as directed or something, when it's kosher. They say it's kosher, or they say it's USDA inspected. At least you know one of those things is true. One or the other of those things is true. If it's USDA inspected and kosher, okay, well, maybe both of those things are true. But for the most part, what I'm saying is the USDA processing plant can be a halal plant as well, and it will not be labeled as such. And this is what I'm talking about, Ian. This is the thing I'm talking about. You are a dhimmi, for one. So you understand, this is you've given over your personal belief system to being a proponent for Muslims. So this is where you
are. I'm a dhimmi?
You're a dhimmi.
What does that mean? What is a dhimmi?
A dhimmi is a dhimmi, not a dhimmi. A dhimmi is a person who will...
Can you spell that?
That's D-H-I-M-M-I.
D-H-I-M-M-I, okay.
Right. You can ask Will Foley about this. He won't tell you that's what you are, but that's what you are. You're promoting the Islamic faith.
A dhimmi is an individual living in Muslim lands who are granted special status and safety in Islamic law in return for paying the capital tax. Doesn't sound like something that I do.
If you're buying meat that's halal processed, yes, you are.
I don't generally.
If you're buying meat that's not labeled as halal processed, which most
I buy meat from the grocery store.
Let me ask you this, Tim. Here's what I don't understand. Before we call Ian dhimmis and all that stuff, I need a little help. So if I buy meat that is kosher, and I don't because I'm not going to pay extra for, you know, somebody else's religion. So if I buy kosher meat and if I buy USDA meat, then I don't have to worry about what you're talking about. Is that correct?
No.
Fairly. As I said, the USDA does not consider the halal processing, even though that is a ritualistic slaughter process. Now, I've got a summary.
So wouldn't that cost more?
Here's what I need to know is that that means that I may be eating halal meat if I buy something from the grocery store and it is USDA. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. That's what I wasn't clear on.
That's what I was saying earlier is that if
I wasn't clear.
Kosher. Right.
Okay.
Right.
So now wouldn't this halal process add to the cost?
Yes.
Because you have to have, an imam running around sprinkling holy juice or whatever around?
Well, that's
the method of slaughtering animals consists of using the halal method. It consists of using a well-sharpened knife, this is according to Snopes.com, to make a swift, deep incision that cuts the front of the throat, the carotid artery, windpipe, and jugular veins, but leaves the spinal cord intact. The blood is to be completely drained from the body before the meat is cut. The head of the animal that is slaughtered using halal methods is aligned with the Qibla, which is the place in Mecca. In addition to the direction, permitted animals should be slaughtered in the name of Allah, and the person who is slaughtering should be a Muslim, and he or she should be in good mental condition and faith. All of these steps have to be completed to render the meat edible for Muslims' consumption. So, yeah, you're talking about
a lot of people slaughter that
way.
I was
just going to tell you, there's a website called Department of Halal Certification, which I actually looked up. They have a consultancy research authentication promotion. It's in Ireland. But, even though it's in Ireland, it's still talking about halal. So it has a summary of conditions for halal slaughter. You can look them up. Obviously,
I just don't understand what the concern is here. If you're somebody who wants to make sure that your animals are treated as humanely as possible, it sounds like the kosher slaughtering would be something you'd want to do. The kosher slaughtering
get
method.
Get the humane certification and forget about the kosher slaughtering. Forget all these
okay.
stupid old religions. Forget whatever Christian way there is to kill animals, the Jewish way to kill animals, the halal way to kill animals.
Yeah, I just don't understand the concern.
This is Stone Age crap. Forget it.
What is the big deal here, Tim? You can find the meat that you want to find. So who cares?
Right. Well, no, you can't. That's the problem I'm talking about.
Mark just told you about a humane certification. Are you saying that's not available in Wyoming?
It is not labeled.
All right. Well, thanks for the call tonight. Why don't you complain to your local grocery store then? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I get my meat local.
This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.